T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. It's also Vodka Red Bull Friday. We got Charles Mann, Washington football team legend, joining us at 12:30. Right now, though, I want to do a few things, Landfill. Do we have the Rex Ryan audio from Pardon My Take? Because I found this alarming, and I know that for many folks, the problems with the Washington football team's defense are at the top of the list. And Rex Ryan, say what you want about Rex Ryan, he's bombastic and seems a bit full of himself, but the guy knows defense. The guy was the D coordinator on the 2000 Ravens that won that Super Bowl with arguably the greatest defense ever. Got the Jets, the New York Jets, to 2 AFC title games with Mark Sanchez as the quarterback behind a just really, really good defense. Rex Ryan knows his defense, and Rex Ryan has serious questions about the Washington football team's defense.
Yeah, well, I think I'd be a lot more creative. Like, Jack Del Rio is a friend of mine. We coached together in Baltimore back in the 2000 season when we both got a Super Bowl ring from that team. But this isn't that team on defense, and you've got to change a little things. I'd like to see Jack being a little more creative. You know, you can tell when he's going to rush five. He lines up in the 46 front, which covers the center, both guards. Then he's got two edge guys. But you know what's coming. You know, you got to do a little more things than just the one front, one coverage out of it. And then if he's in a four-man front, it seems like all they're doing is playing two high safety looks. So I think he'll be more creative. He needs to be more creative with it instead of just relying on that front four or front five to get there. And I think that'll help them. They have to be more multiple than they've been.
So I have a few questions here. I'm not saying that Rex doesn't know what he's talking about, because he does. Should they have to be more creative than relying on their four down linemen? You have four first-round picks. The entire point of this operation was to get guys that would get home to the quarterback, create pressures, disruptions, all of it, and you'd be able to cover. That's the point of this. It's the whole point. Now, to Ron Rivera's, I suppose, credit, most of those picks were made before he took over the operation. They'd already drafted Allen, they'd already drafted Payne, they'd already drafted Sweat. Ron then took, with his two first-rounders so far, Chase Young, who was the no-brainer pick at the time. And then this past season, Jamin Davis, who's a linebacker. If you're going to invest the draft capital in those guys, shouldn't you be able to count on those guys? That's one. Put that in a silo. Two, the best coaches make adjustments. So if you're not getting home with your front four, if the guys that you spent all your draft capital on, you used your biggest moves to acquire, aren't getting it done, then do something else. Then send Kendall Fuller on the delayed blitz where you got Daniel Jones. Start using Landon Collins in a Jamal Adams role. Jamal Adams' greatest skill for the Seahawks is sacking the quarterback. Maybe you do have to get creative and try something else. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that it's quite alarming going into a week four matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. And Brian Mitchell is taking the Falcons. PFT commenter is a legitimate fan ambassador for this football team. They've chosen him to be an ambassador. I asked PFT what he thought of this game. He said, and I quote, I wrote it down. Look, Philly, I wrote it down on this piece of paper. He said, I'm nervous as hell. And he's right. I keep telling myself that Washington should go down there and win. We just went through. If you missed the segment where we identify the best players on the field at various times, Beamish and I broke it down. And we think Washington has the advantage when they're on offense, and we think Washington has the advantage when they're on defense. But who the hell knows what's going to happen? I was at practice yesterday. I watched them practice. I listened to them after practice. They seem super tight. They seem really, really wound. Chase Young, in his press conference, gave no information. You know that clip of the Alabama player who's asked by some reporters about an opponent, and he's just about to open up, and then he's like, oh, no, I got nothing. Everybody remembers that clip. It's fairly iconic of the Bama program. That was Young yesterday. He did not want to talk. That is not who he has been in the past. Jack Del Rio had and generally has no interest in talking. And that's fine. If they are so fired up and focused on Atlanta that they come out hell on wheels Sunday at 1 o'clock in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, cool. Whatever you need to do to make it work. But if it doesn't work, Landfill, we got big problems, brother. Major, major problems. Let's open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Rex Ryan says Jack Del Rio has to get more creative on defense. Do you agree? That's the question for the phones. 800-636-1067. Landfill, you with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, the Falcons' offensive line has been struggling for years. If they can't get pressure and start getting sacks against this offensive line, I don't know what they're... I mean, it's just going to be... And it's going to end up as a lost season. Like, the defensive line that's supposed to be not just the strength of the defense, but the strength of the team. If you can't beat Atlanta's offensive line, what good are you?
David Morris on Twitter says, I agree with Rex. While you should be able to count on these down linemen, but you can't become predictable. You have to give teams multiple looks and mix it up. I think that's fair. The Baltimore Ravens and even some of Rex's Jets teams, those defenses were so good, they could react. They could just line their guys up there and beat you. Maybe that'll happen for the Washington football team, but it's not happening right now. It isn't. And I would want something to change to make it happen. And I think this organization is really confident in their plan, but you also got to be willing to audible. You got to be willing to try something else. And if you go down there and you want to commit to what you're doing and just say it's small mistakes adding up, that's fine, but it better start working. Let's go to my guy Manny in Ashburn, Andrew, on the Gambit DC listener lines. Manny, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
How you doing, JP?
I'm great, man. So where are you at? Do you want Jack to start mixing things up?
Listen, man, I'm in Ashburn, man. I'm right over here by the camp. I just wanted to say, I really appreciate you. I think you're a genuine, I think you're a very smart-minded sports professional, and I think you know our team very in-depth, and I appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Okay. I feel like there's a big butt and coming.
I also want to say that Landfill needs to walk down the street and get you guys some cheese pizzas in about 2 minutes.
All right, good deal. What do you think about the defense, Manny?
I want to talk about Landon Collins, man. If this guy doesn't want to move, I heard people say you should know more than anybody. If he doesn't, if he's just scared to move to linebacker, why can't you move him up? You know, if the game has grown, it's more passive, short passes. Get him in there. That's why they drafted Davis, to get him in there to cover, because he's fast and he can cover, you know, tight ends and running backs out of the backfield. So let's get Landon Collins in there, man. Let's see what he can do over there. Step up with him. Put Cameron Curl in the back over there, and let's go.
Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate you, buddy. The question for the phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Does Jack Del Rio need to mix it up? Do we need more creativity on the on the Washington football team's defense? I owe you a dollar for that one, Lampo. Let's go to Ben in New Orleans. Ben, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'll just listen to what you said, and I think Jack Del Rio does know he needs to be more creative. I think that the only reason that we're making a big deal out of it is because Rex Ryan said it. I mean, Rex Ryan, you're right, he's a smart guy, and he obviously identified the problem. But Jack knows it, and he's going to be more creative.
All right, appreciate you, Ben. Ben remains confident in the operation. Nick Jackson on Twitter says, I'm more concerned with how white Rex's teeth are than what he has to say about the defense. It's easy to be dismissive. I do think... Listen, man, you're 31st. You're 31 out of 32. When you're second to last, you got to do something. And I don't know that I buy that it's just a series of small things adding up to one big thing. Perhaps it is, but that it's tough to believe for me. Let's go to Brian in D.C. Brian, you're on the Gambit D.C. listener line. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So what I'm about to say might be a little far-fetched, but when Ron Rivera first got here, he was respected, and he was even a bit feared. But since he's been here and all that he's had to endure taking on the troubles of this team, he's sort of been made to be more of an ambassador of goodwill for this team's turnaround. And I don't know, I could be off base, but to me, I kind of feel like in doing so, being an ambassador, you have to be sort of a nice guy and be loved by everybody and have that nice front put on. And that seems to be exactly the direction that this team is going. We're a bunch of nice guys. We're soft and we're lovable. And I don't think we have an edge. I don't think we have an attitude. If you look at the coaches that got away from us and left here, all of those guys have an edge. They have an attitude. They're hated. They're disliked, or they're liked if you're a fan of their team. You know, we're soft and cuddly right now, and I think the team is taking on that persona.
Thank you for the call, Brian. It's an interesting point. I do wonder at times if Ron has maybe too much on his plate. Is it fair for the rebuild of a multi-billion-dollar organization and the cultural voice to also, I mean, NFL head coaches spend 100, 120 hours a week focused on game planning, on trying to just get games won. And Ron has to do so much other stuff. Sometimes I wonder if that's just fair to him. Like, when he gets fired in Carolina, say he just takes the job. I don't know how many jobs were available at that point, but say he just took a job with the Colts, for talking sake. And he just takes over the Colts, and there he doesn't have to deal with any sort of business operation. He's not weighing in on any name change or stadiums or any of that. It's just, there's so much stuff on your plate. Al in D.C. says you got to worry about Atlanta. What's up, Al? Al, you there, dude? Al, going once? See you later, pal. Let's try Roosevelt in D.C. Rosie, what's the word, man?
Oh, I haven't been called Rosie since 10th grade, but I think Landon Collins and Cam Curl, they both strong safeties playing free safety. They in the wrong position.
Might not be wrong about that. I think Cam Curl can give you a little bit more free safety, but I don't think Landon can run at free safety. But they'll tell you that they just want safeties on both sides so that the offense can't dictate what the safeties are doing.
Oh, okay. I just think they need more speed in the secondary. Maybe try Bobby McCain. Well, I don't know if the rookie is back.
Derek Forrest could be back, but we haven't seen him, I don't believe. Thank you for the call. It was a good one, Roosevelt. Appreciate you. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon's in Atlanta. Brandon, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How you feeling?
Good.
Hey, man, listen, I think a big problem is, you know what I mean, he just said it, you know what I mean, Cam Curl and Landon Collins, they're both strong safeties. Another big problem, cutting Jimmy Moreland. It's showing on film. If you watch the All Access, showing on film, Kendall Fuller cannot cover that zone in the middle of the field. It's too much for him. He's better on the boundary. That's why he ended up with 4 or 5 interceptions last year. He's better on the boundary. And get away from the zone. Get away from the zone, man. It's like we had so much hope in this defense, and it seems like the offense is surprising people a little bit. And the defense is just getting washed away. Do your job. That's it. Do your job.
Appreciate the call, Brandon.
ESPN said it the other day, man. So, yeah, hail to the football team.
Thank you, Brandon. Good call. Stu on Twitter says, that guy with the ambassador point is right, but you have to give Rivera time to coach and turn this thing around. We're forgetting it's a rebuild. The only problem with that is, if it's a rebuild, you need to get a young quarterback. That's a huge part of your rebuild, and they kind of eschewed that direction when they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. Got a ton of callers here, but we got Charles Mann, Washington football team legend, joining the program next. After we talk to Charles, we'll go back to the phone lines. Don't go anywhere. 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you give me a follow on social media at JP Finley NBCS. Cody Betts is in there breaking down the game tape. Right now, though, time to go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. I always get fired up to talk to Charles Mann, Washington football team legend, Super Bowl winner. Charles, how are you, man? Thank you very much for the time.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How you doing?
I am doing well, man. I am doing well.
Good.
I mean this the absolute right way, okay? I couldn't help but think of you this offseason when it was Montez Sweat that said it. It wasn't even Chase Young, but Montez Sweat said, you know, we'd like to get the franchise's sack record for two players. And, of course, you hold that with Dexter Manley.
Right.
And I'm just curious what you think of kind of the excitement around the Washington football team's defensive line and kind of what we've seen so far this year.
Well, first of all, you know, I think that's a lofty goal.
Certainly.
Dexter has been misaligned with his sacks. He really has 96 sacks. I think they give him credit for 91 or something like that, because 1 year they didn't count them for some strange reason. I have a total of 83, so that's 179 in total. But how come they don't count the playoff sacks? I have 10 playoff sacks. Does that not mean anything to people?
I think you could argue that means more.
Yeah, thank you. So that gives us 189. Well, Dexter had 7 playoff sacks, too. So, you know, doing my math, that's almost 200 sacks in total. And it's, again, it's a lofty goal. But I tell you what, let's win football games defensively first. That's what's frustrating to me. You know, when I don't read and I haven't read a lot of stuff, you know, people get all excited when the season comes around. I get excited as well, but I don't speak a lot to people about what I'm expecting because, you know, I've been let down a bunch of times. So I just keep my thoughts to myself. But gosh, Lee, man, I wish we would just play together on the defense. And a lot of times defense wins games. And I was hoping to see this defense win games.
So we're talking with Washington football team legend Charles Mann, Super Bowl winner. The defensive front is supposed to be the strength of this team, right? And so far it hasn't. That doesn't mean that can't change. But one thing you can't help but notice, or at least I can't help but notice, and you have such a more informed perspective on this, is what happens when you've got 4 down linemen rushing. And what we saw a lot in the Buffalo game was that John Allen was getting double teamed. So in turn, Daron Payne had a really good game. He was getting upfield. He was able to get past the guard. He was able to create pressures. But a lot of times where he would get his push, the guys off the edges would already be outside, and it would just create this pocket of space for Josh Allen to slide into. How do these players, and Chase Young has talked about this week, that the players just need to communicate better specifically on pass rushes. Does that take a lot of time? Like, how correctable is something like that?
Well, so you're talking about the pass defense, and you know, you got to be disciplined. It's a reckless abandon is a term that defensive people use all the time, but it can't be reckless. It has to be a controlled chaos. And so you typically on rundowns, which is another thing we need to talk about, but on running plays, you have what is called a gap that you have to control. And if you lose control of that gap, the running back or whoever's running it gets yards. If you maintain those gaps and you're playing a gap defense, then you shut them down. And so it's the same thing when you're rushing the passer. You can't, when I was rushing the passer, what controlled me and what didn't have me going all over the place, running wild and just getting, you know, all over the place, is I knew that Dave Butts was next to me. And I know I didn't want to run my lineman into Dave Butts. And I also had contain. And I don't know if these guys realize contain is that's really important. For an end, you have contain. That means they don't get outside of you. That means if the quarterback scrambles and rushes outside of you for a bunch of yards, that was your fault. And I just don't know if they sense that, if that's being taught, if that's the issue. I'm not sure, but you have rush lanes and you have to stay in those lanes. You can still get to the quarterback staying in those lanes.
Talking with Charles Mann, 3-time Super Bowl winner, 4-time Pro Bowler. I mean, Charles, my next identifier for Charles Mann, he's the reason I wore number 71 with Maplewood when I was in 4th grade, just because I thought you were that
cool.
I'm serious, by the way. Charles, one of the biggest questions, it's tough because we dedicate so much attention and focus to Chase Young. And perhaps that's unfair because he's only one player of 11 on defense and of 53 on a roster. But he's also arguably the most talented player they had, and he showed last year an ability to make big plays and make game-changing plays. That hasn't happened through three games this season. Do you believe
–
go ahead, please.
You know, I was just going to say, so Dexter and I played 9 seasons together, and Dexter did a lot of talking. And I remember playing the 49ers, and Joe Montana was out for several weeks, and he was coming back that week that we were playing them. And so the media was asking us about him, and he supposedly had back surgery. And so they were wondering, you know, hey, what are you going to do if you get a chance to hit him? And I'm like, okay, first of all, that's a setup question. Second of all, I'm not falling for that. And thirdly, I'm going to make my life harder in that game if I say something negative. So I was given the standard answer, hey, you know, I wish him well. I'm sure he's going to be, you know, he's going to be the old Joe Montana that he's always been, and we've got to work really hard. And then Dexter was saying, we're going to crush him like a grapefruit, and we're going to do this to him, and we're going to do that. Well, guess what happened in the game? The very biggest Dexter and I, or bigger, they sent him in motion, and Dexter didn't see it coming and just got waylaid. And the rest of the game, Dexter was not around. Dexter didn't make any stats in that game. And I was over there doing my bit because I didn't say anything. So the point and the moral of that story is, if you're getting all the press and all the media, if everybody's looking to you as the savior, if you're the most talented on the team, then you're going to get a lot of attention. And when you get that attention, you may not, you know, perform like you did when you were, you know, new to the team and nobody knew if you could make the transition. And, you know, so they just took you one-on-one and didn't pay attention. And then all of a sudden, you start balling. So that's what's going on.
It really is so simple. It's remarkable. The other thing with Chase that I've noticed, and I'm curious if you've noticed this at all, is a little bit of a stutter step sometimes coming off the line of scrimmage, maybe trying to make a tackle, guess which direction he's going. Do you think he should just explode off the ball? Do you think he's working on developing counter moves? How far along in his development do you think he is in his second season?
Well, I mean, he's super talented. I would love to have his abilities that he has in his second season. I was backing up Dexter Manley in my first season. I did get 3 sacks in that season when I came in for Dexter. But the game, but second season, I realized what it took to be an NFL player. And it was an awakening, but it took me to go through that second season to understand these are grown men I'm going against. They're all super strong. And, you know, I'm going to have to fight and work my butt off to be the guy that I was in college. And so, you know, everybody comes to that realization. And I watched Chase, and I think he is an exceptional player. I think he's looking to make the great play, the big play, the game-changing play. Well, you know what? You got to let the game come to you. And you got to just play it straight up and let the game come to you. And because you're such a freak of nature, you'll get your opportunities. But there's typically a 60 plays per game that you're going to play in. And all it takes is 1 or 2 plays in those 60 for you to make a game-changing play. So you don't have to make it on every play. You don't have to be the superstar on every single play. Just bring it every play and let it happen, and let the game come to you. It will come to you. You know, it's funny that I, in my 7th year until the end of my career, I saw the game totally different. It slowed down for me. It was easy to understand what was going on. I spent more time in the film room. I was able to understand where the play was going based on the down and distance. That's the kind of stuff, that's where you can help yourself be a great player, is give that film study time, do your due diligence, stay after, do all the stuff that superstars do that nobody knows. They work harder than everybody else.
Absolutely. Charles, we really appreciate the time. I know how busy you are, charitable and business efforts. Anything you'd like to discuss?
Well, I am a commercial real estate broker, and I own my own little government contracting firm called Charles Mann Enterprises, doing business as Charles Mann Contracting. And, if we happen to cross paths on the entrepreneurial front, feel free to call on me. But I'm doing well. I'm happy. I'm still in the community. People don't see me very much these days. I'm working my butt off. I'm still hustling in the workforce. So
you still look like you could play too.
I love watching the football team, and I love watching them. And I get frustrated like everybody else.
Last time I saw you, you still look like you could suit up. Everybody, give him a follow. I know you're not that active on Twitter, but you have it at CharlesMann71. Charles, I promise you, the government will not allow me to be in control of any contracts. But if they did, you would be my contractor. I promise.
I so appreciate hearing that, JP. And you're great on the radio. You do a fantastic job. Give a shout out to B. Mitch for me. I thought I was going to get to talk.
He's
to
out
him
playing
well,
golf. I apologize. I thought he was going to be
the
here
golf
too.
Right
yeah,
now.
Of course. Charles, thank you so much, man. Maybe we can catch up with you in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds like a winner.
All right. Take care. That is the legendary Mr. Charles Mann. When we return, Charles Mann laid a lot out there for how this defense could improve now and improve in the future. We're taking your calls on what needs to be fixed next on The Fan. Haven't been able to find a legitimate number two receiving threat after Terry McLaurin. You got Logan Thomas, Adam Humphries, Cam Sims. De'Ami Brown, all of those guys will be way better if Curtis Samuel is on the field. And I spoke to somebody last night. They're excited about Curtis Samuel, and I think he'll have an impact this week. The bigger issue, though, has to be the defense. They've got to show up. They've got to start getting things going. I think you need the secondary to play better. Lord knows the linebackers have to play better. And at that defensive line, you need much better play. Question now. We played this Rex Ryan audio earlier. Maybe we could play just a quick clip from Rex talking about what he'd like to see from Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, well, I think I'd be a lot more creative. Like, Jack Del Rio is a friend of mine. We coached together in Baltimore back in the 2000 season when we both got a Super Bowl ring from that team. But this isn't that team on defense, and you've got to change a little things. I'd like to see Jack being a little more creative. You know, you can tell when he's going to rush five. He lines up in the 46 front, which covers the center, both guards. Then he's got two edge guys, but you know what's coming. You know, you got to do a little more things than just the one front, one coverage out of it. And then if he's in a four-man front, it seems like all they're doing is playing two high safety looks. So I think he'll be more creative. He needs to be more creative with it instead of just relying on that front four or front five to get there. And I think that'll help him. They have to be more multiple than they've been.
When they say spot the lie, I don't see one. Maybe that just means changing up the looks from the secondary, the linebackers, whatever it is. You got to show more because what you're showing right now, they are chewing and spitting out. Let's go to Josh in D.C. Josh, what's up, buddy? What do you want to see from this defense?
Yeah, I would like to see the defense just play better, you know, apply more pressure. You know, first of all, I don't know why we got William Jackson III. You know what I mean? He's playing on the zone. He's a man corner. You know what I mean? Let him do his job right. And then Montez Sweat and Chase Young, they need to force more disruption on the side so we can let the Payne and Allen eat up
I hear you, Josh. It's a good call. The one thing I'll say is when we had Charles Mann on, if you missed that interview with Washington Legend, make sure you hit the rewind button and listen to Charles. He was spitting facts. Charles Mann explained, you don't want complete chaos. You want controlled chaos. So you'd want Sweat and Young to rush the passer, obviously, to fold those edges in, but not necessarily going upfield and getting playing themselves out of the action. Because Cody Betts was going bananas. When you're just running north and you don't have a game plan to reverse back in, you're just creating a pocket of space that the quarterbacks can take advantage of. And I know Matt Ryan's not playing his best football. It's entirely possible that Matt Ryan's best football is past him, but he still knows what he's doing. Ron Rivera said earlier this week, hey, Matt Ryan can make all the throws. He's a savvy veteran. This is a guy that was a league MVP. Don't forget that. Let's go to Keith in Upper Marlboro. Keith, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good, pal.
What's
how
up,
are you?
B. Mitch?
B. Mitch is playing golf,
hey,
but he's good.
I want to talk about that zone they run. I mean, the man, they got to pick up the man when he runs in the zone. What they're doing is they're covering grass, and they're just leaving the man alone. That's all I have to say about that, JB.
It's a problem. It's a problem, to say the least. Appreciate you. Hey, Cody, let's write this down. Just got a tweet from James Schneider. Says, I hate remembering how consistently good, and he used the word, so I'm going to use the word. I hate remembering how consistently good the Redskins used to be. Great interview with Charles Mann. Now let's set up a broadcast at the Knights of Columbus in Bethesda. Full bar available. Write that down, Cody. I love the Knights of Columbus in Bethesda. I've been in there many times. It's a basement bar. They have $2 Bud Lights, a million TVs, and they have this weird book that you pay a dollar or something, and everybody writes their name down, and then once a semester or something, they pick a name out of a hat, and you win all the money. I have no idea how it works, but it's one of the most intriguing bar games I've ever been a part. Benjamin St. Juice out this weekend. That's been Washington's third corner. He hasn't been great, but that's a problem, folks. I'm not sure that that's good news. Third-round rookie out of Minnesota will not be playing this weekend. Antonio Gibson is expected to play. He's questionable.
You'd think that would be good news because he hasn't been playing well, but I can only imagine the guy behind him is even worse.
Torrey McTyer is who I expect to play.
Who is that?
Torrey McTyer was a free agent they added this offseason that I don't think many expected to make the team. I'll give credit where it's due. Matt Paris of the Washington Times, I was there every day in Richmond. He kept talking about Torrey McTyer as a real chance to make this team. I don't believe he hasn't played any defensive snaps since week one against the Chargers. Spent last year with the Bengals, first 2 years in the NFL was with the Dolphins. Undrafted guy out of UNLV. So he seemed to have a nose for the football during training camp. We'll find out. I don't know what else to tell you about the Torrey McTyer experience. He's going to get an opportunity this week for sure. Here's what I'd like to do now. At 1:30, Cam Curl, Washington football team safety, will join us. But we're going to have to combine some things, Cody, because we've had a lot of moving parts today. We need predictions, and we need to go through the prop bets. So there's a lot we're going to have to do when we return right here, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.